pretty good. I'm gonna need a little more acoustic guitar though.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Blue, but that just sounds bad in this monitor. Can't tell if it's me or the monitor. Okay, that's good. So if I where are you? Wave at me. Oh, there you are. Okay. I was looking over there. If I need something, I'll point and go. Same with here. All right, I'm good. Do you want to try your stuff? No. And I don't want anybody's vocals in my monitor. Okay. Not that I don't love them, but I don't need them. Okay. I'll start singing all kinds of parts.
There's a little black train. Oh, yeah.
What is that noise? Oh, okay. I thought it was me. Okay, so, Yeah, let's check the mandolin. Can we turn my guitar on while he's playing his mandolin too, so we can get our balance good? Can you hear okay, Pete? Okay. All right, friends and neighbors.
We'll check
the keyboard. All right. So I'm going to leave everything like it is. I want to make sure I can hear my voice and the piano at the same time. Okay. Everybody's got a wall that knows somebody. You got a wall in by yourself, and nobody here. Okay, can he stand in front? Can he use that monitor there with his voice and not put it in this one?
Sure.
Okay, so just have me in this one and in the house. Well, I'm back home to see my family. Everybody's got a wall. Good, Blue? Okay, you could bring up my voice one hair in this monitor because it's pointing up and okay. I can't. Body's got a wall. That sounds good. That lonesome valley. Balanced good, right? Because he's got a cannon.
Oh, thank you. It's me.
Just down
a hair.
Good evening, Amoeba. Please join us in giving a big welcome to Carlene Carter.
Hi, y'all. I am thrilled to be here. How's everybody doing? Hey. It's great to be at a record store, isn't it? Dang me, I don't have one up where I live. So I gotta make extra special moves to come down here. Well, I'm glad all y'all are here, and I'm gonna share some music off the new CD, which is off Rounder Concord Music, and it's called Carter Girl. And it's my tribute to my family. I'm a third generation member of the Carter family, in case you just wandered in off the street. And but here's a little ditty that I discovered while researching all these songs. This one's about the devil coming to get you. You know, you think that the angels are going to come down and get you, but you know what? You might not be so lucky. So this one's called The Little Black Train.
There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming, and maybe here tonight. Go tell that ball lady, all dressed in the world.
full of pride. Yes, our train is coming. Prepare to take your ride. God sent to Hezekiah a message from on high. Let us set your house in order. You must surely die. Oh, turn to bone and weeping, see and hear in tears. Got his business fixed all right. God's been 15 years. There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. See that train with engine, one small baggage car, idle thoughts and wicked deeds. Stop at the judgment bar. Oh, that poor man in darkness cares not for the gospel light. Till I suddenly heard the whistle blow with the little black train inside. There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. And it may be here tonight. One, two, three. Oh, have mercy on me, Lord. Please come and set me right. Before he got his business fixed, the train rolled in that night. I said, little black train's coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. And it may be here tonight.
I'm seeing some familiar faces out there I'm really happy to see. This is one of my favorites. I did this record with Don Was, who is just the most amazing man. Great record producer. And I learned a lot from him. One of them was to trust myself and my instincts. And so that's how we picked these songs. I went through them and I kind of picked them wishing that I had written them. I wish I had written all 500 of them. But and it was quite a daunting task to come down and with 12 of them. And also, too, that I wanted to honor my mother as a songwriter. And my mother was June Carter Cash. And then, oh, thank you. She's listening, y'all. And I also want to honor my aunts, Helen and Anita. And I picked songs like that. But this song right here touched me because it's the way that I want to live my life every day. It's a nice old Carter family song called Give Me the Roses While I Live. Wonderful things of folks are said when they have passed away. Roses adorn the narrow bed over the sleeping clay. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me all. Useless are flowers that you give after the soul is gone. Kind words are useless when folks lie cold in a narrow bed. Don't wait for death to speak kind words. Now should the words be said. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me all. Useless are flowers that
you give after the soul is gone. Let us not wait to do good deeds till they have passed away. Now is the time to sow good seeds while we're on earth we stay. Give me the roses while I live, trying to cheer me on. Use the soft flowers that you give after the soul has gone. After the soul is gone, after the soul is gone.
So I was really fortunate in having quite a few duet partners on this, and for those of y'all that don't know how old I am and were expecting me to look like I used to look when I was about this big around and had blonde hair and turned cartwheels all the way into the store and off the stage, and used to go on the road with a suitcase about this big, and I had 20 outfits in it. I also was prone to wearing see-through plastic miniskirts, but they fogged up. And now I use them as a little rain hat, so it's okay. So things do change, and we do move on. I got to sing some songs with some great people. I shared a song with Willie Nelson. Got to share a song with the great Chris Gustafson, which is where I'm trying to get my capo up to up here. Okay, when I was 16 years old, well, actually I met him when I was 12, but when I was 16 years old, my idea of the perfect man was Chris Gustafson. And so on this little song, when he came to record it, he said, so, you know, how am I supposed to do this? Because it's about a little 16-year-old girl that this fella rides into town on a horse. And I said, just pretend that you're younger and I'm 16 again and you're coming to see me. And he said, oh, I got it. It's called Blackjack David. I can do this good, so hold on a minute. I practice all the time. Blackjack David came riding through the woods and he sang so loud and gaily. Made the hills around him ring. Charmed the heart of a lady, charmed the heart of a lady. How old are you, my pretty little miss? How old are you, my honey? She answered him with a silly little smile. Be 16 next Sunday, be 16 next Sunday. Come go with me, my pretty little miss. Come go with me, my honey. Take you across the deep blue sea. Never shall want for money. Well, you never shall want for money. She pulled off her high heel shoes. They were made of Spanish leather. She put on her low heel shoes. And both rode off together. They both rode off together. Thank you.
Last night I lay on a warm feather bed beside my husband and baby. Ooh. Tonight I lay on the cold, cold ground by the side of Blackjack David, the side of Blackjack David.
Thank y'all so much. I absolutely have to do this next song because it really explains a lot about how I grew up. I grew up in a house where we sang for our supper. And it was all great fun and everything. Like, you know, we'd have people over for dinner, and we happened to live next door to Roy Orbison. So here comes Roy Orbison. And, you know, little things like Kris Kristofferson, actually, really truly, the helicopter story is really true. He did land in our backyard. I think I was 12 or 13 years old, and I came running in the house. I said, Mama, there's a really good-looking guy with leather pants on landing in a helicopter. And she's like, what? Anyway, that's one way to get Johnny to cut a song, isn't it? But when I was a little girl, I had a little sister named Rosie, and she's passed on now. And my mom had called her the Wildwood Rose. And this is the song about that I wrote about when I was a little girl, and Rosie and I, we traveled around with Mother Maybelle and the Scene and Carter sisters. I learned a lot of cool stuff from my grandma. She taught me how to fish. She taught me how to play poker. She taught me how to bowl, and she taught me how to play the guitar just enough to get by. She made a living doing it for 50-some-odd years. But Rosie and I, we'd get to the show, and we'd stand on the side of the stage, and all I ever wanted to do when I grew up was be a Carter girl, and that's why I named this album Carter Girl. But this is my story. This is me and the Wildwood Rose.
In my grandma's house, her children would sing. Guitars would twang and their laughter would ring. I was little, but I was the biggest. I wanted to do what the grown-ups did. In an epic shiny car, we'd head down the road, sing for the miners who brought out the coal many times, slept on the floorboards cold. On a quilt, my little sister, the Wildwood Rose. And if I could change a thing in this world, I'd go back to the days when Grandma and her girls were singing sweet and love. For me, I'm the Wildwood. Sun and world on fire. I saw what I saw in the rearview mirror. I'd get away from my grandma. And if I could change a thing in this world, I'd go back to the days Grandma and her girls were singing sweet. Oh, I'll always remember the day that My daddy called me and he started to cry, and I rode on an airplane with all of my pain, and my tears would not stop. I stood in a circle and sang, will the circle be unbroken by and by?
Come up here and help me out on a song. It's Pete Andrews. Here's Pete's here. Y'all, this is Pete Andrews. On this record, but glad to have you, Pete. Glad we're all here together. This is a duet that I do with Elizabeth Cook. I don't need any Elizabeth Cook fans here tonight because she is my dear friend. Yes! Buy her records too. Anyway, she ended up coming to sing for her on a couple of songs and ended up singing on half the album. That's how sweet a gal she is. And she's not here tonight. She's in town. I don't know what she's up to, but she's somewhere missing. No. Anyway, this is our duet. This is called Blackie's Gunman. Oh, it's hard to say farewell.
watched over us, made our life one happy dream.
Because my Aunt Helen, she was a card and a half. And they'll get the hook out when they're ready for me to leave. But we used to play practical jokes on my Aunt Helen all the time, and I've shared quite a few of them. But one, I will let you know that the thing about her was that she was the one that encouraged me the most to become a songwriter, that would call me up and say, get over here, let's make up a song. And that's how she looked at it. She loved music so much. But me and my little sister, we tormented her to death, and she had this sort of like little thing that she would go to the shows, and always, 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 she would take a banana back to the room. And me and my sister decided one night that it would be great to put a condom on the banana that Aunt Helen took back to her room. So in knowing that, we were naughty little girls. But this is one of her great, this is a great example of how, what a great songwriter she was. It's just a fantastic little old country song called Poor Old Heartsick Me. Poor old heartsick me. Y'all want to sing with me, Joe? Come on, Joe. Come on, man. All right, here we go. I thought I had a duet partner for a minute. Hey, poor old heartsick me. Twice the loneliest girl I'll be. What will the future be? The poor old heartsick me. Thought that I was immune to that big yellow moon with its magic that all of us know. In the moonlight it's hard to keep heart on guard against love. How you doing?
seen all kinds of my friends. I'm going to move over here to the piano. I'm going to ask my partner and my friend, my husband, Joe Breen. I'm asking you to join me. No, you're the straight man.
I was just kind of getting hungry for dinner. I didn't know what to... Or maybe you're going to invite me out to eat or something. I don't know.
Okay, be serious now. This song right here is the, you know, it's damn hard.
Yes, dear.
Damn hard to be serious with me. All right. This is a song that I wrote that's really, really, really cathartic for me to write this song. It's I think anybody that's ever lost somebody in their life that they love so much and was such a huge part of their life, you know, we all expect to lose our mothers and our fathers eventually, hopefully, you know, you don't have to lose a sibling on top of it all. But this was my story of when I lost my mama. And I shared this song with A.P. Carter. And it was the only thing I could think of when I was writing this song for my mama. And this is called Lonesome Valley 2003. I woke to the sound of my baby sister crying like the day she was born. As an angel of mercy dressed all in white came and said, girls, your mama's passed on. So I gathered my children around me. Through our tears we found a prayer. Talked to God and Jesus and all them guys. A new mama is already there. Everybody's got a warm, that lonesome valley. You got a walk it by yourself. And nobody here can walk it for you. Gotta walk it by yourself. Junie never knew a stranger. She was friendly like that. So we stood with our relations and a bunch of strangers dressed in black. Me and Rose who wore bright colors, 'cause mama would have liked it like that. Oh, we laid her near her mama, same circle B. She always said she wanted that. Everybody's got a wall, that lonesome valley. You got a wall, keep by yourself. Ain't nobody here. Suitcase for your soul. When I lay my head down tonight, I know they're out there smiling down at me. Family keeps
shoes strong. Johnny just cried, 'cause Junie had died. He didn't care, carry on. So we laid him next to Mama, neath the rose covered ground, saying he couldn't love peace in the valley.
Thank y'all so much. I hope you liked the record. I hope you had fun tonight. Thank you, Joe Green, for singing the Vince Gill part on that. See y'all out here. Come on, somebody.
All right, Amoeba, please give another big hand for Carlene Carter. She's going to take a little break and then be back up to sign copies of her brand new album. It just came out this week. It's called Carter Girl. You just heard some songs off it. It's a great album. I encourage you to pick it up. If you want to meet Carlene and have her sign your copy, just make sure to purchase it before heading back over to the signing table. Again, she'll be out in just 15 minutes. Copies. Let's see, we have one more announcement. We had two winners for the Amoeba yesterday.